think so. RDI, this is Sarah.
Oh, hello. Is Aubrey available?
Aubrey, sure. One moment, please.
Thanks.
Thank you for continuing to hold. We'll be with you shortly.
Oh, Jesus. One moment.
Please be aware that calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
You know that...
Thanks for holding. This is Aubrey. I think this is John.
Surprise.
Wow. Okay. She was laughing so hard in between calling me and getting me on the line, I was like, because I was about to dial out, and then she was calling in, and since she's, you know, kind of boss and and everybody, I was like, oh, let me hang up on this person, and she's like cracking up laughing, and I was like, oh, what's going on? She's like, Forever West is on my line. I thought maybe you made a funny or something and made her laugh.
No, it wasn't me. I was just, she did say, oh, Jesus, hold on a second.
Well, I'm sure she was referring to, like, baby Jesus, because it is that time of year. You know, we're good Catholic people. Who knows? She wasn't referring to you, I'm sure. I'm sure it was more me. Like, Jesus, she just got on the phone again is probably what she was saying. Probably more in efforts to you. Like, we're never going to get her on the phone with him.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that mark. He looks great.
Awesome. You did get my message yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be, like, forceful and be like, you need to take this one. But then I saw that other one,
like
too.
That.
The 120, and I thought,
that one,
ooh, that's such a pretty option,
I
too.
Know.
Do you love that? I have one more that I found this morning, and I wanted to share with you, if you don't mind.
I think Hannah, I feel like as much as she doesn't want a marquee either, we don't have any in the store, and we have some ovals.
Okay.
So,
what about,
I think that was the deciding factor.
What about an emerald cut that I found a real banging awesome stone brand new in inventory? I was actually planning on giving you a call back here in just a little bit, but
I have one that's I haven't even set yet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, never mind.
So
it's like one of those DSI2 GIA 104 emerald that is banging, and I couldn't believe that.
Oh, you know I love that, huh?
I know you freaking love that. That's why I was like, no way, it's a D. And it's like $2,600, so I was like, it's not going to work
really
for any of our trade-ups, but maybe if he's got extra cash, it's such a banging price. This is the kind of stone that I would sell or find somebody for stock for sure. So if you don't want it, I'm going to send it to somebody else for sure, but I could tell you about it if you want to know about it. I can at least dangle the carrot.
I like that one you sent. That seems good, and now I'm so booked out, especially with Christmas anyways. So.
Perfect. No biggie.
Yeah.
No biggie at all, my good friend. Oh, what's up?
Okay, cool. So let's do so we can apply the last credit that we have towards the marquee.
Correct. Anne's going to be taking it over. I started the email. Yeah. It's a lot of numbers back and forth between old because of JC Jewelers account, so I have to be super specific.
Yeah.
But I was planning on just forwarding over to you and or just putting you BCC or CCU in on everything, too, so that you're in the know.
Okay.
You
and
will
then,
be receiving that by the end of the day.
Sweet. Hannah was just asking me the other day, because we still have the full price, like, invoice for the pear, and I'm like, I don't know, we need a new invoice.
Well, no, the pear shape, the full price invoice on the pear is only due to the fact that, remember when you marked it sold, whenever you get a memo from us, it's technically, like, the day you get it.
Uh-huh.
If you've had it for more than 30 days, then it automatically is late if you mark it sold. And we marked it sold, I think, on, what, day 52? I even made the joke on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is going to be late. It's going to look like we're late already, but we're not. So it takes into consideration that in my system. So tell her, don't worry about it. It is still going to show up until I send that invoice and rectify everything on my side with these last.
Okay.
Yeah, we should be squared away now and all good to go. There will be, like, an extra left over, but that I will let Hannah, no. So maybe I just put Hannah and you in on that email. So she does, like, the billing side.
Yeah,
so she's in the know.
She does
the
billing.
Okay, perfect.
She does the billing.
All right. As long as she knows it's okay and everything, then I will absolutely. I did try and get a hold of her yesterday, too, to figure out how you guys wanted me to do it. So.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Anything else that you might be needing right now?
Yeah, I need a matched pair of quarter carat rounds.
Oh, that's easy. What what quality? Just out of Melly?
I mean, I'm just going to show them to this. Is that okay to show those guys, to show this lady? I just don't have any quarter carats.
Yeah. Do you just want them
studs? Or do I have to buy them?
No,
I mean, that would be fine, too, probably.
Like,
they're not for studs. It's a custom project. This lady wants bigger diamonds in the ring, I think.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then I was like,
so what's
I
the millimeter that you need?
These are 4.
Okay.
But I can take any size.
Well, do you want me just to send you over kind of an overall idea or list of what we have in our Melly pricing in that size range for you, and then you can kind of choose by whatever parcel you want to pull from? Or do you want me just to, if you want to just tell me what quality you want.
I mean,
and I'll just pull, because in some cases our parcels, if you don't need but 2, they might have like 8 left over, but somebody needs 12 matching all the time. So there's like cheaper, older parcels I could pull 2 from. If you want me just to do it that way and just keep it white eye clean, I'll do that with a 4 millimeter.
I think like F or G and I don't know, SI1 or SI2 at the lowest.
VS2. I have VS usually, and I have SI1, and then I'll have SI, which is just a good I1, in my opinion, with a good make kind of thing.
SI1 sounds good.
Okay. Let me get
you. How much do you think they are?
Oh, I can look it up right now. Hold on. You said it was 4 millimeter, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to do 3.9 up to 4.1 just to give us a range over here. Since you developed our Melly system so well back in the day. And you didn't even know you were doing it for yourself. Well, you were doing it for the world. And not for yourself anymore. But your pickiness by setting diamonds the way you do, John, has led us down the half 5 size.
Well, what were you doing before?
It just, everybody would just ask, and it was literally like 23. You'll see on the email I just sent over, so you can reference all your price per carats. We always would just go off of weight. So then we would put our Melly in off of weight. If you needed, like, let's say you needed 12 1 carats. Or one pointers, excuse me. Well, then I know you're going to get 12, but the weight can sometimes vary on those one pointers. If all of them are a bit on the quote-unquote heavier make side, then they're not always going to match because their makes could be completely different too. Well, we've dumbed it down to not just color and clarity like most people. We've dumbed it down to 3.0 to 3.2, 5 to 3.5. It just makes it very easy for our girls upstairs, too, because they used to have to try and match so many because it was so general. You kind of break the way that we were doing business with JC Jewelers, and you guys were returning a lot, and it started happening more and more, and I got real pissy. I think I think I got ugly, but to my management, and I was like, well, because he was like, you got to get over things. I go, how can you get over losing $250,000 of Melly just because every year, just because, you know, it's not right upstairs and they're getting it. It's a waste of everyone's time. And I made it very clear. And you guys gave us a lot of grace, honestly. So I'm not surprised you found a better Melly company, but I just know you have a good company that sells it to you off of Amazon for, like, dirt cheap pricing now.
It's not even
I'm busting. I'm busting your chops.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to. I know. Well, like, for instance, I have a parcel here that is 27 to 29 pointers. So they're on the heavier, like, the over 4 millimeter size. 4.1 to 4.19. However, there's three of them, and the price per carat on them is like $15.70. And if you went down to 23 to 24 pointers on the lower side of like the GHSI world, it's already $15.70.
$15.40.
See what I'm saying? Like, you can totally get away with going a little bit larger if you've got the room in your creative budget to do so.
Sounded like, yeah. I don't know if she cares, to be honest.
Would you rather me send in a couple of different size ranges, maybe? If the budget's okay. Remember, it's price per carat, so you're going to have to go off of a general, like the ones I'm talking about right here would be the P259922, the GHSI, 23-ish to 24 pointer. So you're going to be looking at, you know, your 48, almost that 50, maybe it's going to range from like 47 to 50 probably at the end of the day. But the other ones are going to range from 55 to 60. So I don't know. Do you want me to pull two different size ranges? What do you want me to do?
I don't know. So I showed her 10 pointers, and she just, like, kind of laughed and was like, these are tiny. And I was like, you might need...
That's what I'm wondering. Maybe you show her quarter carats, and then you also show her, like thirds. It sounds like thirds could be
good.
You want to do that?
Sounds fine. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. I'll just find the same quality in thirds and just send in the same exact quality in whatever the best, you know, fits within your constraints of the call. Anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thank you for being so diligent this morning and being my first call in today. Look at that. Usually it's vice versa. Imagine that.
Online.
And you go all the way in line and not my cell. You are getting good at your job, dude. And I picked up your line. So I'm really good at my job today. Let's just hope
it's a
wacky Wednesday. All right, hey, you called in on... No, you called in on Sarah's line and I happen to be off. If she calls me, I'm hoping she's not calling to, like, yell at me, but she usually calls to let me know, like, here, this is going on, and that's going on, and we had just had a morning meeting.
101. Is that what I was supposed to do?
No, that's her line.
Was that the secretary?
That's who you used to, like, when I was out, Miss Sarah took over your account. So you're probably used to just doing 101, but that's her line. Mine is 129. Has been for 17 years or so.
I have her. That's funny. I called Sarah one time and I have her extension written down on a post-it here.
She's really good at her job then. She is bar none. She's the owner's sister. She kind of grew up in the industry.
Oh.
She started RDI way back in the day. She was the first actual salesperson on the phone. She's basically who I learned how to be pretty... As rough and tough as I can possibly be, which is not probably as rough and tough as I need to be in most situations, I think. I'm too kind-hearted, and I let people walk all over me. And she'll probably say the same thing, but yes, she is that woman. And so, yes, you got the 101 and the 129 kind of little jimmied, but that's totally cool. She must be really good at her job. Everybody says she always gets people to call her back. I'm going to have to listen to the call. She had you write down her extension or something. Because what would have possessed you to write that down?
Well, I think when you were gone, I was like, oh, my God, what's happening? Now I have a problem. And I think she emailed me, and I was like...
Yeah, she did.
Or she called, and I was in panic mode, and I was like, I'm going to have to do something now. It was a panic.
She makes me panic, too. A running joke in the office when I used to be in the office, her like big office where we would always just go to have like team meetings and conferences, it was never really a big deal, but it was technically Sarah's office. So, you know, like I was like, don't go in Sarah's office. Like when people would be walking in the door, I don't like going in there. I would be like Jiminy Cricket on someone's shoulder walking to her office. Uh-huh. I used to bust her chops all the time. She's the best, though. She, you know, traveling with her is one of the best things I've ever done. We went to Nashville for an RJO show. It was just so fun to be around her and her girls. And she's never been to an RJO show, which we still have to talk about, or I have to get with Hannah on that. Had you guys have a chance? Did she mention anything to you about that yet?
When we were traveling, I was like, hey, I think we need to join that program. And Hannah was like, yeah, I think so too.
Okay. You want? I can send you over. Yeah, I'll send you over and I'll
call.
I can email it.
Yeah.
It literally is just you have to fill out and give, I think, JBT or Dun & Bradstreet, that's how they check up on people. But I'm fairly certain it's JBT because Andrew's pretty engraved into RJO because he was like our vice in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know the JBT rating or whatever? Like.
Do you want to know yours? Yeah, we're ingrained with them.
Well, don't you guys, I think I see the report or whatever, but when we do transactions, do you guys like, because we don't have very many transactions on there, and then there's like...
Do you show it, though? Do you
or something? No.
Do you want it to be showed? It's not going to be us on the prompt thing, just so you know. They pull our information, but we only give them, like, their up-to-date. Like, when you were first shifting over and we shift from JC Jewelers to Forever West, in my system, you didn't go in as a new or a report. You went in as a FIN, which means that it was helpful as a FIN, FIN 1, FIN 2, FIN 3, FIN 4. That's, like, the established levels. There are higher levels, but most people don't really go off of, I'm an AC 21 or 3. They don't talk about it like that anymore. They always say, I'm a FIN 1, I'm a FIN 2, or I'm a Report 1, Report 2. So FIN 1 means you give them all your financials. You want to give all your financials. That's how you become FIN 1 status. The adversary point to becoming FIN 1 is you get a lot more phone calls. Tons of phone calls.
Do we have that?
From everybody.
So that's what our level is, so we don't have to, it's good.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, can I give you a call right back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no worries.
Do you mind?
Yeah.
I want to get my girl in the office to get these matches real quick.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right. Yep.
I'll give you a call back. All right,
thanks.
Bye.